You're listening to the Daily Batuta News Wrap, live on Desert Rock FM.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, wherever it is you're listening, inside the Diamantina Shire or outside of it. My name's Wendell Hussey, and this is the Batuta Advocate's Daily News Bulletin. Before we get started with your bite-sized audio update, just a reminder that if you are listening on the main Batuta Advocate feed, we're transitioning off that one and will be coming out only on the Daily News Bulletin channel as of next week, so make sure you subscribe to that one. Now, getting started with some national news today, and Home Affairs Minister turned lefty refugee advocate Peter Dutton may be reaching his zenith this week. In another Batuta Advocate exclusive, we revealed that Comrade Dutton is now hippie enough to start worrying about 5G. In an incredible turn of events, the former right-wing hard man aspiring for higher authoritarian honours has gone even further to the left in recent times. In what began as a bit of casual refugee activism and some protests against the conditions he in fact created on Christmas Island Detention Centre, Dutton has now begun advocating against what he describes as the dangerous 5G network. Speaking to us over the phone, Comrade Dutton explained that 5G lowers people's immunity to viruses and has been designed to help the spread of COVID-19, which he's pretty sure was manufactured by the Chinese government, or Big Pharma, or the New World Order, or something like that. He then became extremely abusive when we tried to ask him some questions about where he was getting this information from and hung up the phone, effectively ending the interview. Back home in town now for our next story, and a devastated local dad running homeschool has realised that his kids are snitches. Yes, the self-proclaimed cool dad, who was a relatively successful footy player during school, has learned some unsettling facts about his kids today after circumstances forced him to undertake his fatherly duties. Looking after his two children, both under the age of 10, the local arborist from the Flight Path District said he couldn't believe how badly they can play up. He said to us,
"Fuck, I get what the teachers are saying now. Jesus Christ, the non-stop snitching and dibber-dobbing is unbelievable. Come on, Scott, do whatever you can and open up those schools as soon as possible, please."
And I think Scott was listening, because it looks like he's trying his hardest on that one to get them back up and running. Elsewhere around town now, and we wrote a story about a pesky local co-worker and his girlfriend. The headline on that one was, "Just like the workplace, quarantine woman brushes off annoying co-worker's sexual advances." That was written about Sarah Robinson, a 26-year-old junior lawyer at one of the Big Six legal firms, who explained that she's had her usual slew of unwanted sexual advances upgraded from verbal to physical after setting up an office from the comforts of her own living room. Sarah told the Advocate that although her husband's constant handsy behaviour can be annoying, it's actually a lot more welcome than the lewd comments from middle-aged men that she normally has to put up with. She told us,
"I never knew just how fucking annoying my husband can be, or just how goddamn messy he is. The middle of the day handsy stuff, it was cute at first, but now it's starting to get annoying."
And finishing on somewhat of a sad note now, a local bloke has revealed he'd give anything to drunkenly chew a cabbie's ear off right now. Yes, after nearly a month or so in ISO, local bloke Tom Tees has been facing the soul-crushing predicament of having no one to validate him for what he believes to be a cracking sense of humour. This comes after the glazed metal importer started realising that his wife just doesn't really appreciate his drunken dribble as much as his mates. He says his lack of one-on-one time with his mates, or cab drivers he can talk shit to, is made all the worse by the fact that no one in his three-bedroom family home on the outskirts of Batuta Plains thinks he's funny at all, or even interesting. Extremely sad, and with the Prime Minister announcing today that all of the social distancing measures will be in place for at least another month, it doesn't look like he'll be getting his best audience back anytime soon. Our thoughts certainly are with him. Anyway, that's all from us here at the Batuta Advocate. We'll be back again tomorrow with the weekly news bulletin, and next week with your daily updates, but only on the Daily News Bulletin feed, so make sure you subscribe to that one if you haven't done so already. But until then, it's goodbye from us. Stay safe and stay at home.